Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I'm excited that you have decided to join me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. So on tonight, we're going to discuss the hashtag moment for the month, and our hashtag for the month of November is Don't Give Up. We'll talk about trusting God in times of uncertainty, during our segment To Believe or Not to Believe. I'll then make my confession during our segment titled Let's Be Real, and then we'll end the show with Dose of Spiritual Wellness and Final Greetings. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the various hashtags that you hear, like Let's Be Real, hashtag Moment, Dose of Spiritual Wellness, Don't Give Up, or you can create your own hashtag and just be sure to tag me at Weary Consult, and you can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You are also more than welcome to call into the show live with any questions or comments about any of the material that we are discussing tonight. You can do that by calling 347-850-1154. Again, the number to call into the show is 347-850-1154. If you need that number again, you can actually get that from the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. So let's go into our hashtag moment. So the hashtag moment is when we talk about a particular topic, and it'll usually relate to a blog that I have written as well. I'm a guest contributor for the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found at radiantsunshine.org. You can find tons of helpful wellness tips in addition to my blogs that I do. So you definitely want to go there and check it out. So let's go into our topic with talking about not giving up. So here it is. We talked about the week 2 weeks ago about how you're just too close to the end. And although you may have put in so much work, is that you put in so much work and so much time, is that it would really be doing yourself a disservice if you decided to give up and just to wait again to try to work to reach your goals in 2017. And even though it sounds so crazy that January 2017 is less than 2 months away, that is 2 months that you can really be putting forth additional effort and just be a lot closer than you would be if you would have waited until, or you decide rather to wait until January to start, you know, getting back up again. And then on last week, we talked about how with not giving up, even though you may have experienced failure. And so tonight, we're actually going to talk about not giving up even when people doubt you or doubt your abilities. So, you know, as you're going through trying to reach the various goals that you have, whether it's professional goals, educational, relational, social, health goals, mental health or emotional health goals, or any type of goals that you have, is that there are going to be some people who are not going to believe in your dream to succeed. They're not going to believe in your goals and your ability to be able to accomplish them. There are going to be individuals who will outright tell you that you're not even the right person to try to even have this type of goals. And, you know, who are you to think of yourself that you can do these type of things? But despite of all that, you don't want to listen to what those individuals are saying. You want to get away from them like as soon as possible and create as much distance as possible. And you want to still go forward and go after what you are trying to accomplish. You know, the reality of it is that, you know, when you have a vision for your life, it's your vision. It's not someone else's vision. It's not what someone else sees that they feel that you should accomplish and what path you should be on. You know, of course, it is definitely wise to seek counsel and to have support. And, you know, there are times where the opinions or the perspective, rather, of someone else could be beneficial in your journey. But ultimately, it is your decision. So even when there may be times where you have an individual or even a group of individuals who do not believe in your ability to be able to do what you need to do or what you want to do, you still want to go ahead after that goal anyway. Now, of course, you know, there's always a, you know, disclaimer is that, you know, if you're going after a goal that actually is going to compromise your safety, or if you're going after a goal that does not line up with your skills or your talents or your abilities, then, you know, you may have someone that comes that will, in love and in truth, you know, say, hey, you know, might want to try a different goal. So we're not talking about those circumstances. We're talking about the circumstances where people are just coming to you and they're speaking to you out of their own insecurities, or they may even be speaking to you out of their own jealousies or even out of their own issues. And so you still want to believe in your goal, believe in your dream, believe in your talents, believe in your abilities, believe in the vision that you have for yourself and seeing yourself in a totally different place than where you are currently. And you don't want to be consumed by the opinions or by the criticism of others when they just don't believe in you. I can tell you that even on my own journey of being an entrepreneur and, you know, self-publishing my own book, is that I have been surprised, and I think I've said this before. I know I actually put up a post on social media a while back, but I was surprised by the individuals who did not support me. And then I was also surprised by the individuals that did. And so I had to come to a place where I recognized that where my focus needs to be is not on who chooses to support or who doesn't, but rather just on my end goal and my why. Like, why am I seeking to do these things? Why am I putting in this hard work? Why is it that I decide to not give up even when things are not going as planned? And so I just encourage you to do the same, is that even when others doubt you, don't allow that doubt to cause you to then doubt yourself. Don't allow the doubt of others to throw you off your course and to make you think that it can't happen, you know, because, you know, sometimes people will speak to you out of their own insecurities. You know, again, you know, they will speak to you because they don't want to see you doing better than them, or, you know, they didn't put forth the effort, you know, to accomplish their dreams. And so they're just going about their day, just doing, you know, things just out of habit and just out of necessity instead of actually working out of their passion. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. If that's what they've chosen, that's what they've chosen. But you don't want to be stuck in that same rut just because that's the path that they have chosen for themselves. So in this time, as we're winding down 2016, we're gearing up for a brand new year, 2017. Don't give up. Even when others doubt you, even when they don't believe in you, you still need to go forward with your plan. You still need to move forward with your vision. You still need to continue with the hard work and believe in yourself and believe in the abilities that you have been created with. Believe in the purpose that has been placed within you even before the foundations of this world. So no matter what others say, no matter who supports you or who doesn't, just don't give up. All right, so we are going to go into our next segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. This is a point in the show where we talk about the various reasons why it may be difficult to believe in God. I strongly encourage you to call in to the show live to be a part of the discussion. If you would like to join to the discussion, the number to call is 347-850-1154. So tonight during our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe, we're going to discuss believing in God in times of uncertainty. So no matter where you are in the world, where you are while you're listening to the show, at some point in your life, even maybe possibly right now, you may be experiencing a point of uncertainty where things just are not sure, where everything is not stable, and where, you know, you're not really sure just what's going to happen and how things are going to pan out and if it's going to be okay and if it's not going to be okay, and then if it's not going to be okay, then what are you going to do and how are you going to handle it? But there are definitely times in our lives where we experience uncertainty. And when you read the Bible and you look at, you know, the character of God and how the Bible talks about how you can trust on him, and we are to lean on him and we are to depend on God, and how the Bible says that he will never leave you or forsake you, but yet and still, even in having that promise, there can still be times where things are uncertain in our lives. So how do you believe in a God who says, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm there. Completely trust in me. Walk by faith and not by sight. Even when you look at just that whole call of just walking by faith, faith comes out of a time of uncertainty. You know, you have Hebrews 11:1, which is often held as the definition of faith according to the Bible. It says that that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if something is hoped for, that means that you don't have the manifestation of it yet. It means that you haven't seen the fruition. You haven't seen it come to pass and hasn't happened yet. You're hoping, you're wishing, you're looking in expectancy, but you don't have it yet. And even when you say that evidence of things hoped for, or evidence of things not seen, rather, if you don't see it, again, it's uncertain. You know, it's like when you think about evidence, you know, even within a court of law, I'm not a lawyer. I would have loved to. It's actually one of my goals when I was younger, but that's a discussion for another day. Even when you look in a court of law, in order to build your case, in order to win, whether you're, you know, the prosecutor or you're the defense, you have to have enough things to back up the perspective that you're trying to convince everyone of, which is all summed up in evidence. And if you don't have the pictures, or if you don't have the letters, or if you don't have the video surveillance, or if you don't have the eyewitnesses who are dependable and reliable, then you're not going to be able to plead your case. But here it is. We are called to have faith without having all of the evidence necessary that we typically would look for in a natural setting in order to say, okay, yes, this is what I'm going to believe and this is what I'm going to do. And so faith requires you to be comfortable with a sense of uncertainty. So then does this make God any less reliable? Does this make God any less believable? Because he asks us to operate out of a place of uncertainty when it comes to even faith. We don't have all the answers. We don't have all the details of what's going to occur. We don't know what's going to go wrong before it goes wrong. We don't know what's going to go right before it goes right. We really don't know moment for moment exactly what's going to happen. We plan and we strategize and put in our hard work and we hope for the best. But at the end of the day, we really don't know if it's all going to pan out the way that we want it to pan out. And there are times that it does, and it's an awesome feeling when you plan for something and things go exactly as planned. But then it's also very disappointing and frustrating and maybe even a hurtful experience depending on what the circumstances are when things don't go as planned. So what do you do? Do you still believe in God? Or do you choose not to believe? So that is our question for today, for our segment titled To Believe or Not to Believe. When it comes to uncertainty, have you chosen to believe or not to believe? I can tell you for myself, personally, although it is so hard, trusting God in times of uncertainty, trusting God when things don't go as planned, is that I have chosen to still believe. Although I have my moments of unbelief, although I have times where it's a lot harder to trust God than others, is that I've chosen to still keep holding on, to keep walking by faith, to keep hoping for what I do not see, because I just believe that I have just gone through too much. I have put in too much work. I have really gone through a lot where it's just, it would be a disservice to me to give up now. It would be a disservice to decide that, you know what, I've trusted God all these times before, but this is it. It's just I've gotten to the point now where I'm going to trust him anyway and just pray that my faith and that my trust just continues to grow in him. And that I learned new ways of how to handle uncertainty. I learned new ways of how to equip myself with my faith. And I learned new ways to really activate my trust so that I'm not consumed even during the times of uncertainty. So I would love to hear what you think and what conclusions you have. Remember, you can always post online and you still have time to call into the show as well if you would like to do that. All right, so we are going to go into our next segment, which is Let's Be Real.
And this is a point in the show where I make a weekly confession. And I am transparent about my mistakes, my shortcomings, areas where I've had to grow in. But I am also honest about my successes and awesome and great and amazing things that happen in my life as well. And, you know, the reason why I do this segment is because I believe that we need more people of faith just being real and open and transparent. So I'm going to do it. It's time to be real. So my confession this week is that I had an amazing weekend, especially on Saturday. So Saturday was such a crazy busy day. I had four different events to go to. My day started at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I went to bed really late Friday night, too, because I had an event that I went to on Friday evening, and I came home, and I didn't go to bed right away. So, you know, I was operating on just minimum hours of sleep, but, you know, went through the day. And so the day started off with me actually going to teach a class for the Y Achievers program, which is a program that's hosted by the YMCA, and it's an awesome experience just being able to see youth who are committed to their success, who are committed to being well, who are committed to gleaning from the wisdom and the expertise of professionals in various fields. And so it's been just really cool just seeing that and being a part of this program. And so first I did that, and I taught a class, and the students in my class were just really great and engaging. And we had an awesome discussion just talking about, you know, the topic that I was teaching on, which is the power of writing. And then from there, I went to an event for an organization, a community organization that is committed to helping mothers to be empowered as they try to, you know, give their sons the information and the resources and support that they need to navigate the different challenges that they're going to face in their lives. And I was actually recognized as a community advocate there, which is I was totally surprised by. I was not expecting that. So that was pretty cool, too. And then on after that event, I went to another event for one of my former clients, a celebration just in honor of achievement they did. And just to be able to see this former client of mine just doing just an awesome job and just meeting so many of the goals that he had already set out for himself. It was just really great, and just, you know, hear him talking about just how, you know, I was there to support him and how he appreciated that. It was just really great. And then after that, I actually went to a pastoral anniversary banquet, actually for my church, for celebrating 20 years of service, you know, with my pastor and the first family. So I went on and through all the details of my of my day just on Saturday along, and the reason why I did this to show like how it was just a day committed to service and giving and also thanking those who have also sacrificed and given. And just the scripture that came to mind just as I was driving back and forth and going to all these events, it talked about how it's more blessed to give to than to receive. And that truly was my experience on this past Saturday. It's just seeing the manifestation of that scripture, that it truly is more blessed to give to receive. You know, even though it was a long day and very tiring, it was like so many reasons why I could still be happy and rejoice even in being tired. You know, just seeing, again, starting off with the youth and just seeing their commitment and their dedication to, you know, to their own success, and just seeing how they are actively involved within their communities, and they are talking about social justice issues, and they are talking about equality, and they're, you know, talking about their dreams and their goals and what they hope to do, just not even for their own goals, you know, their own professional, even educational goals, but even how they want to impact the communities in which they reside. And then, like I say, you know, just seeing, you know, other organizations and other individuals who are committed to empowering people and to building up, you know, those who need the additional support. It was just such an amazing feeling. And so I encourage all of you who are listening to get involved in some type of organization or a volunteer opportunity where you can have the opportunity to give back. All of us have something to give, no matter what state that we are, no matter what our experiences and where we've come from and what we have and what we don't have, is that we still have something that someone else doesn't have.
And, you know, if you can't give the money, you can give your expertise. If you don't feel comfortable giving your expertise, give your support. Give your support verbally, mentally, emotionally. Give your support through action. You know, it's that there's so many opportunities for us to be able to give and to build up and to restore and just to be a part of unifying and to be, make a positive impact. It's that you don't need to be a celebrity in order to impact those around you. You don't need to have millions of dollars in order to make an impact on the world. It's just all about just being willing to serve. It's all about service. It's all about love. It's all about truth. It's all about just having a commitment to the betterment, not only of yourself, but of those around you. So that's what my Saturday was all about. It was really amazing, amazing day. And I just feel so blessed to just have that experience and definitely look forward to continuing to be able to serve and to support and to be a part of someone else's dream. You know, although I have my own aspirations that I am actively working towards. It's still a wonderful feeling just to be a part of someone else's success. I actually come from a background of working in social services. I have over 10 years of experience in social services. And even after all these years, it is still such an amazing feeling just to be able to be a part of someone's success story, to have them tell you, thank you, like what you did actually mattered. What you did, it helped me. You know, it's just, it's really great. It really is. So that is my confession. I had an amazing Saturday. It was very long, but very, very rewarding. And I definitely just felt just really blessed to be able to do that and to see others just being empowered, being celebrated, and being supported as they continue to try to reach their dreams. So we are coming to the end of our show on tonight, and this is the part of the show where we do our dose of spiritual wellness. So this is a point where we just give you just one piece of information just to help you as you're, you know, going throughout your week until we meet again. And it's just a, you know, a point of encouragement, you know, as well. And so our dose of spiritual wellness is actually related to my confession I did in our segment titled Let's Be Real. And so the dose of spiritual wellness is give to others and you'll receive as well. Give to others and you will receive as well. And so it may not be the best way to phrase that, but it's really just how I'm covering up. It's just that it's the give back to others. You know, it's important that we don't just focus just on our own well-being. We don't just focus on ourselves. We shouldn't forget about ourselves. We should still take care of ourselves. You know, I know last week we talked about that whole point is that you must take care of your own self, because if you're not adequately taking care of yourself, you can't adequately take care of others. And so this week, talking about giving, just give back, give to others. There's always something that you can do to offer to someone else. There's always something that you have that someone else doesn't have and that they really need in order to move forward in their own goals and, you know, other things that they're trying to accomplish. So give back to give back. You're going to get it back in some type of way or form. Someone else either has already been there for you or they continue to be there for you, and, you know, and you wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't for the support of those around you. So just be sure to just to give back the little bit that you may feel you have could be major to someone else. So you just never know what type of impact that you can have, and never underestimate the value of what you have. You know, so many times we get so caught up in images and so caught up in what society deems as important and what society deems how we should look or talk or where we should come from, you know, in order to be a voice that should be listened to or, you know, a model that, you know, should be followed after. And at the end of the day, there are millions and billions of people in this world, and we all have different personalities and experiences, and we all have different needs. And so there is someone out there that needs exactly what you have. So don't get caught up in the hype and just give what you have. So that is all that I have for our show on tonight. Hope that you'll join me next week at the same place, same time. And I look forward to, you know, spending the time with you and sharing just pieces of information that is helped to or meant to help you on your journey of being spiritually well, and also equipping you with other areas of your life. Remember that you can listen to replays of the show at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. That is also the link that you want to go to if you ever want to connect to the show live. And be sure to go and check out the wellness blog at for the RS Wellness and Counseling Center at radiantsunshine.org. You can find tons of helpful wellness tips on a variety of topics, so definitely go and check that out. You also want to go to the page for the RS Women's Enrichment Community, which is rsdevelopment.org. Our community is growing, and this is an awesome resource for any woman who is looking to have support as, you know, she is seeking to reach her goals, whatever type of goals it are, no matter what area of your life. You can definitely find what you need within this group. There are weekly groups that we do on various topics. There are empowerment calls that are sponsored. You can get coaching sessions with a life coach that is certified through the RS Counseling and Wellness Center, and tons of other helpful information. And it's an invaluable resource. I can tell you that the cost of it is so small in comparison to the wealth of information that you're getting from experts and from people who are experienced to be able to help you move forward and overcoming challenges in order to reach your goals. Remember that you can interact with me live on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Consult. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, sherryweary.com. And my novel, Walking Through the Pain, is available in print and ebook format on my website at sherryweary.com. It's also at amazon.com and also barnesandnoble.com. So make sure to get your copy today. They have been amazing, amazing, amazing reviews of how this book has really blessed and impacted people in such a positive way. And I'm so humbled by that. So if you have not got your copy of this book, you are definitely missing out. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it, but I know that the time and the effort that I put into the book and just the blessing and the gift that God gave me in this opportunity is meant to impact the world. And just to be able to see that playing out, it's just, I'm so humbled and so thankful to God for this opportunity and to be the vessel that he used to write this story. So definitely go and get your copy. If you want to read some of the reviews, you can find me on social media. I've posted reviews that I've gotten from various individuals who have purchased the book. You can go to my website, sherryweary.com, to be able to see the reviews that are actually on the back of the book. And, you know, definitely just go check it out. Speaking of the book, too, I'm actually in a process or in the middle of a series, rather, titled Walking Through the Pain, Practical Steps to Emotional Wellness. This is a workshop that is geared towards giving you tips to emotional wellness and also overcoming your pain and going from pain to healing, going from victim to victor, you know, as you are on your journey to wellness. And so it actually takes themes and topics that are presented in the book and then turns it into tips that you get with every series that we do. This is a 7-part series. We have already done two monthly sessions. The third monthly session is coming up on Saturday, December 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the RS Counseling and Wellness Center. Very affordable. It's a 2-hour workshop. It's only $30. Registration is required because seating is limited. But you can get more information about the workshop either by going to my website, sherryweary.com. That's SHERRYWHERRY, sherryweary.com, or you can even go to rswellness.org/wellness-event. That's rswellness.org/wellness-event to be able to get more information and to register as well. So definitely come on, join us. We've got awesome reviews about the workshop from the participants who are coming as well. So you don't want to miss out. So until we meet again, and as always, I pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and that you will be set free.